तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ एसपीएस साउथ एसियनमा नेपाली कार्यक्रम। म सुनिता पोखरेल रहेको छु तपाईँको साथमा। र अब भने स्वयंसेवाका बारेमा कुरा गरौं। तपाईँलाई स्वयंसेवा कार्यक्रमहरूमा सहभागी हुन कत्तिको मन लाग्छ? यदि लाग्छ भने अब प्रस्तुत गर्न गइरहेको कुराकानी तपाईँहरूका लागि काम लाग्ने हुन सक्छ, विशेष गरी जनावर संरक्षणको क्षेत्रमा लगाव छ भने। हो, हामीले सिडनीको टरङ्गा चिडियाखानामा रहेको स्वयंसेवा कार्यक्रमबारे चर्चा गर्छौं। सिडनी स्थित चिडियाखानामा करिब 500 को संख्यामा र वेस्टर्न प्लेन्स डब्बोमा 100 भन्दा केही कम स्वयंसेवकहरू संलग्न छन्। चिडियाखानामा भोलिन्टियर प्रोग्राम लिड रहेकी ड्यानी अल्टीबाट स्वयंसेवामा सहभागी हुने कसरी, साथै त्यहाँ स्वयंसेवाको महत्व कस्तो छ त भन्ने बारे सुन्नेछौ। शुरूमा यो वर्षलाई नै स्वयंसेवा वर्षको रूपमा राष्ट्रसंघले घोषणा गर्दा यसको महत्वबारे उनको भनाई सुनौ।
Volunteer Week is a really special week here at Taronga, and it's also International Volunteer Year this year as well. 2026 was declared International Volunteer Year by the United Nations. We just really want to say thank you to everybody. Our volunteers come from every walk of life. We have volunteers aged from 18 all the way up to, I think our oldest volunteer is 94, and they do everything across the zoo. So they are zookeeping, they are helping our guests, they are working in our finance department, they work in every area of the zoo. Their contributions really do support us to just get that extra bit done, and their contributions just are so valuable to our vision and mission. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers.
यदि कसैलाई यो कार्यक्रममा सहभागी हुन मन लागेमा के गर्न सकिन्छ त? फेरि पनि अल्टी।
So if anyone is interested in volunteering with Taronga Zoo Sydney or Taronga Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo, if you jump on our website, we've got a page dedicated to volunteering. You can see all of the information about how to apply. We've got an expression of interest form. You fill that in and we will email you whenever we launch recruitment. And we recruit throughout the year. So we recruit for lots of different roles at different points of the year.
अनि स्वयंसेवकहरूले चिडियाखानामा नै कर्मचारीका रूपमा काम गर्न पाउने सम्भावना कतिको हुन्छ त?
So volunteers transitioning over to staff, we actually have one, quite a few stood in this plaza at the moment. Many people transition from volunteering to staff. Some people come and volunteer at Taronga because they want to get into the industry, if it's a zookeeping or in tourism. And some people come because it's their me day. So, you know, one day a week where they get to come and do something really, really fun. But those people who do want to get jobs, they do have a chance of doing that. Obviously, there's no guarantees. There are a very limited number of jobs in zoos. But I would say at least 40% of our employees at some point volunteered at Taronga. So nearly half of our employees would have come from volunteering in some capacity, especially in the animal care divisions.
सबैभन्दा लामो समय स्वयंसेवा गर्नेले कति वर्षसम्म गरेका होलान्? अनुमान गर्नुहोस् त। उत्तर चाहिँ अल्टीले नै दिएकी छिन्।
Yeah, so our volunteers tend to stick around. Our longest serving volunteer, we actually celebrated her 50 years of service last year. There's two volunteers, Margaret Hawkins and Gloria Bradley, fabulous ladies, both of them. And yeah, we celebrated their 50th anniversary at volunteering with Taronga at Volunteer Week last year.
र संयुक्त राष्ट्रसंघको महासभाले सन् 2026 दिगो विकासका लागि स्वयंसेवकहरूको अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय वर्षको रूपमा घोषणा गरेको सन्दर्भमा सिडनीको टरङ्गा जूमा भोलिन्टियर गर्नेहरूबारे सुन्यौं। यो कुराकानी लगायत एसपीएस नेपालीका पोडकास्टहरू तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sps.com.au/नेपालीमा वा मोबाइलमा निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्न सकिने एसपीएस अडियो एप मार्फत सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ। र जानकारी फेरि पनि के गराउन चाहन्छौ भने यो कुराकानीमा व्यक्त भएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन्, त्यसमा एसपीएस नेपालीको अथवा एसपीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध रहेको छैन।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसपीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।